Hey Siri, is it a good weather to ski today?
Today, very good prepared trial. It's good weather.
And that was a clip featuring the infamous interview of Czech skier Stanislav Resach. It's from the Instagram profile of Arthur Kornienko, better known online as Just Czech Things. If you're an Instagram user living in Prague, you may have scrolled past content by the account of Kornienko, a profile with over 65k followers run by the 32-year-old. Originally from Russia, Kornienko is often mistaken as a Prague or Czech local based on the memes he makes that take inspiration from Czech jokes and cultural commentary. During the day, Kornienko works in marketing, but after hours, he puts on the hat of content creator, and he came by our studios to tell us more about the account and his many sources of inspiration.
Well, I'm a humble meme maker during the night and just normal person during the day. My name is Arthur. I'm actually 32 years old. And I'm not from Europe. Some people think that I'm from Czech Republic or from Europe. I'm actually far away from Europe. I actually come from Russia. And I've been living in Czech Republic for like 9 years. So I would say long enough.
Wow. And what brought you to the Czech Republic originally?
Well, quite a simple reason. I came here to study for my master's. And I got my master's and stayed, to work.
Okay, and what about the Czech Republic made you stay and eventually made you want to start a meme account?
Okay, what made me stay? Because I felt like after 2 years living here, I did not 2 years of master's, not enough to kind of get the taste of the country, to understand what's going on. And I want to stick around for more to see if I get a job and just, to kind of live this Czech life more. Plus, I studied in Zlín, small city in Morava. So I want to come to Prague and have real big city life in Czech Republic. So then after my master's, I came here and started working. And as for my account, why did I start that? I mean, I've been passionate about content creation all my life, and also I've been very shy about content creation all my life. So I started this account, I believe, in 2019, and at that time pretty much all this vlogger, blogger, influencer train had already departed. So I was super late to the party, but I had I wanted to still do it, screw it, I will still do it because I wanted. So I started and it picked up, luckily. So
yeah, you're at over 65k followers.
Yeah, so here I am sitting in front of you.
Sitting here talking. So, and my question before we discuss this whole bit about you being from Russia was, why do you do so much content in English?
Yeah.
Because it's all about Czech culture and, Czech content. But maybe you can tell me a little bit about how you get your inspo and how you ground yourself in all these Czech inside jokes, Czech cultural phenomenons. So many of your memes take these kind of iconic Czech moments and contextualize them for your followers. So how did that happen?
Sure. So I will just start a bit, I will just rewind back a bit. When I started this account, I actually wanted to have it as an expat humor. So I wanted to make a poll that I'm expat living here, making jokes for English speaking audience. And because obviously English speaking audience is bigger than Czech one, and my goal was to kind of package and export Czech humor, Czech lifestyle, and my, I hope, funny observations, and export it worldwide. So obviously English language was the choice. So I started with that. And I think in the very beginning, a lot of my jokes were Czech bound, if I can say. They were for people who live here or have been here long enough in case of a foreigner to understand them. So right now, if you see it, take a look at latest content I produced, 6 month or year long content, I'm trying to kind of lower the entrance barrier for my jokes. So I don't want to make jokes only for people who live in Czech Republic or, live in Prague. I kind of want to make it more international. Sometimes, I have it in my bio, pro bono Czech ambassador. So therefore, I'm trying to kind of export that humor and culture worldwide. So I'm in the process of making, what I'm producing more accessible for everyone.
And for me, at least, as a foreigner in the Czech Republic, I'm from Canada originally, your account has been pretty much a useful tool as an insight into Czech culture. There's that great reel you did about the weather, the skiing weather. And I had no idea about this famous Czech skier. What's his name? Stanislav Resach.
Resach, yes.
And I sent it to one of my friends. I'm like, what is this? This is hilarious. But then you know, you send it to a Czech friend and you kind of get this whole like cultural phenomenon explained to you about this is like a famous, you know.
It's quite old meme, you know, like on YouTube it was uploaded like more than I think 5 years ago. So, and I found it quite recently, you know, I kind of brushed off the dust and like, damn, like it's good to use it. So I tried to spin it around a bit and like.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's your process? Like, how do you go about creating your content? Because obviously like you take these, you know, dust off the archives and take these old kind of cultural moments and put them into, you know, modern content. How do you do that? What's your process like?
Well, that's a great question. I think that's like the cornerstone problem of every creative person. I would say in the very beginning, before like, I don't know, maybe before 30k followers, I was like monitoring the news. I was looking for some meme inspirations, for maybe some templates, looking at some other accounts like that do similar stuff. I still do it now, but after it picked up a bit, I get a lot of feedback from the audience. So I get a lot of comments, engagements. So I would say my biggest inspiration is my audience, because obviously what I produce is for them. So I get a lot of feedback, like positive, negative. I welcome both. And from that, I get quite a lot of, recently it's like a chain reaction. I make one joke and like 10 new jokes are born from that. But also sometimes I just like do my research. I just like try to stay, let's say, on the hype wave, so to say. So kind of trending sounds, trending like templates, trending maybe sequences, you know. That's why it's very difficult to differentiate my, let's say, leisure TikTok time or Instagram time versus my inspirational TikTok, because let's say my personal feed is like super tailored to some weird jokes that don't have to do anything with the Czech account. But when I do inspiration for my Czech account, it's like on different Instagram or TikTok, so I have to like be focused enough not to, you know, lose the focus of what I'm doing. So it's like finding the balance.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you're 32.
Yeah.
But a lot of your followers are Gen Z. And you said when we were talking before that you kind of disguise yourself as a Zoomer. So how do you do that? Like, how do you make sure you're relating to that audience that you're that you're trying to target? Because if a lot of your followers on TikTok, they're Gen Z, you're a millennial. So how do you make that marriage work?
Oh, no. Like, I cannot believe I'm at that age when people are asking me, how do I relate to younger generation? You know, like, thanks for making me feel old.
Making you feel old. I'm only a few years behind you.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, there was this meme, like, I think it was like Grandpa Simpson yelling at the sky. And the caption was like, me every time Zoomer comes up with a new word that I have to learn. So this is pretty much me. To be honest, it's right now, I think with every year, it's harder to keep up with the latest trends. So I would say, like, as every other adult, I, you know, Google, I try to, you know, watch trending reels, trending TikToks to kind of keep up with that stuff. But also, I would say, the feedback that audience provides, it's like very useful, because they use some phrases, idioms. I'm like, okay, I didn't know that, need to write it down. So pretty much the process of keeping up, it's hard. As you get older, obviously get other responsibilities, and I don't have like family or dog yet, but I imagine later it will be more difficult. But also, you know, right now I think digital wise 1 year passes and it's like 3 years like in 2010, you know, content wise and just trends wise and like in 1 year so much stuff happens than it used to take only 3 years before. So you have to be constantly up to date. I think even like for younger generation, for kids, unless you're like super out of school, don't learn, you know, don't study, don't do anything in TikTok 24/7, you have to even to, you know, be, you know, to stay up to date, because like world is changing super fast.
For sure. And I think people might not even understand how much time and effort goes into making that content. Like, I know at least my parents would be like, oh, what are you guys doing on Instagram? Like, they don't really get that it's like, it's really a full-time job. So is that ever a problem, balancing like your own personal life, your own like personal work, and then of course like your TikTok, your Instagram career on the side?
I wouldn't say it's like difficult, but it's mostly about having like, let's say, balance and pacing yourself properly. So I dedicate, let's say, every day like hour and a half for inspiration or content creation. Usually I have notes in my iPhone, so I have like some sequences or ideas for the reels, or maybe sounds already picked up. So I just open up my phone, because I do most of my editing obviously on the phone, and I use that time already, like free time, you know, and use that inputs that I already prepared to create some content. It's sometimes you just feel too exhausted, you know, after work, especially have to like some social life with friends, some sport, some normal human, you know, human job, which I have. And then you have like a bit tired. So I would say that's one of the problems why I don't develop full length YouTube videos, because editing takes too much time. So I kind of got used to editing TikToks and Reels, so I, like, I can pace myself, but for let's say full blown content, for the full like lengthy content, it's a bit difficult. I usually postpone it like until the weekend.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I think what's interesting too about your account is you do like really funny reels about, like, for me it's the Czech style one, like the average Czech male style, the socks and sandals, the Lidl socks. But you also do reels about things like when Czechs get called Eastern European.
Oh yeah.
So you also have like these elements of like socio-political topics. How do you balance like the really funny but then also the more kind of poignant, important socio-political things in your content?
Okay, I will start with the socks. So
always start with the socks.
Well, because obviously there's like certain number of things you everyone who knows Czech Republic at least a little bit can name, like socks, beer, blah blah blah. So obviously I do those jokes, but I feel that if you're gonna continue making them, I'll be like one trick pony, you know. Mm-hmm. Like one, so I don't want to become that guy who just like whose jokes revolve around certain topics. I try to push my boundaries constantly, because I mean, there is no interest in, no freshness, no like no appeal in that. So I try to think of some new topics. And Czechs being Eastern European versus Central European is a quite recent one that I found out, and actually through the feedback from the followers, because I saw some people taking it super seriously and to the heart. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. So I saw some conversations and I'm like, okay, I might have an idea for the reel. I mean, to be honest, when you, it's not a problem to talk about politics, not a problem to talk about social stuff, but since I'm in the like doing it with humor, you have to strike real like balance between like funny and witty and provoking a bit, because you need to stir up some conversations. But it's very difficult to strike it, because you either going to be super plain, you know, just stating obvious facts, which is like, where's like fun in that? But also you risk coming off like offensive, mm-hmm. on your borderline, you know, like insulting people. So you don't want to also do that. So with politics, you have to be like, you need to find the balance, because you can get a lot of engagement when you post controversial topics, but it's easier, you know, to get engagement, to get some impressions from that. But I feel like people will be arguing more about it, and I kind of don't want my community to be arguing. I want it to be, you know, like thriving and having some healthy discussion. So I'm kind of always in the search of this like balance, about having balance on one scale, provoking stuff, on the other one, just, you know, interesting and engaging. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you think, like, how do you see Czech humor, and how do you feel you've taken on that sense of humor after 9 years of being here and, you know, making jokes about this place?
Well, definitely I can say that, yeah, I have some experience with the Czech humor, hands-on. Well, actually, Czech humor, I really like it, because Czechs can really take the jokes. They can, you know, laugh about themselves, even if someone else points out some things, they're just okay with that. They just like, yeah, that's it. And actually, sometimes they themselves even like exaggerate it even more from, you know, from what I started. So that's interesting. Czechs kind of have this like super chill attitude, and I think this is something to learn, that like sometimes you don't have to take a joke too seriously. You just can laugh it off.
Absolutely, that's a good point. And I want to point out your merch here. You're wearing a Tivolé shirt.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well. I don't remember how I came up with that. I remember that I just want to make a merch. I was like going through my content for inspiration, and for some reason, like some of my memes at that point were revolving around this phrase. Like, I think it's like Czech saying "Tivolé" to every station. Like, you know, like it's raining, "Tivolé." You know, the beer is good, "Tivolé." To dobre pivo. You know,
it can be good. It can
be
bad.
Yeah, exactly.
It
so, like
everything.
For every like, it's just universal patch. Like, boom, and I'm like, that's a good phrase. And I'm like, okay, so what if I make a merch with it? So I just kind of spinned it around and made a merch with it.
Okay, so. Love it. A little self-promotion here today. Yeah.
And also, actually, my new e-shop hopefully coming soon, so I'm just going to use this opportunity to promote
plug,
it.
Little plug, yes. And are there, other than the e-shop, of course, are there any other, do you have any other plans for content that you want to do in the future, or are you just going through the archives of all the good old Czech jokes, and do you have tons of content with that, or any other big plans?
I want to step out of the, you know, reels a bit and do some street interviews. I already have some street interviews I did in France, I think like maybe a year ago, when I was just asking French people to pronounce difficult Czech words, I believe. So that was fun. I mean, it was actually a quite good experience. Didn't get as many real views as my normal reels do, but it was a good experience because it's a different format. So I see myself kind of stepping out from the just meme guy and being more of like, I don't say journalist, but some, you know, like, who's like observing things and packaging it in some interesting content. And with my observations and hopefully witty remarks.